Well, a big occasion at Brookvale Oval on Saturday afternoon. We'll be on air from 2 o'clock Australian Eastern Daylight Time with Luke Lewis and Michael Carayannis. And we'll call the game at 5:30 between Manly Warringah and Penrith. So a big enough game as it is. The Panthers still without Nathan Cleary, but have James Fisher-Harris back, coming off a great win over the Roosters. Well, after a great start to the season, Manly Warringah all of a sudden has lost two in a row. But it is Daly Cherry Evans' 310th NRL game for the club, and he surpasses Cliffy Lyons as the most capped Manly Warringah player. So a lot to process with the coach, Anthony Seibold. He joined us online. Anthony, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew.
Mate, we'll get on to the occasion of Daly Cherry Evans in a moment, because it's, I suppose, in some ways a tough week for you to keep players focused on getting back on the winners list after a heartbreaking loss to Parramatta and a really uncharacteristically poor performance against St George Illawarra. How do you process all of that with the sense of occasion against a great team on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Daly Cherry Evans, you know, deserves all the plaudits he gets this week. I think, you know, he's had a fabulous career, and you know, he didn't make his debut until he was 22 years of age. You know, but since, you know, 2011, he's been, you know, at the forefront of everything that Manly's done, you know, Queensland, played for Australia. So to break Cliffy Lyons' record, you know, it's a great occasion for Chez and his family. From a footy point of view, you're right. You know, we started the season really well and played, you know, some really good football against Parramatta. I thought that was a really good game of football. But, yeah, last weekend we were way off. You know, we made 15 errors. Yeah, so, we, you know, we've had a real opportunity to look at, you know, how we can, you know, be better going to, you know, a game against the Panthers, who are obviously, you know, in good form at the moment as well.
We called the game in Vegas where you beat South convincingly, although it was 6-5, but clearly the better team won on the day. Tell me if I'm out of line here. We did your game at Brookvale against the Roosters. My first concerns came in that game because you guys looked like you might blow them away and had so much ball and looked so good in attack. But in the end, it took till really late in the game to win that game, admittedly against really, really good opposition. Then after a great start against Parramatta, leading 10-0 in no time, looking like you're going to dominate, foot comes off the pedal a little bit and Parramatta play really good footy. And then we saw what we saw last Saturday in Wollongong. Have there been concerns along the way that maybe the start wasn't as great as we thought, or is that out of line?
No, I think that's probably out of line, Andrew. I think the first two games of footy were real high quality. You know, I think South Sydney were you know, actually really good that night over in Vegas as well. So I thought it was a really good game of footy. And then, you know, Roosters have, they sort of, you know, franked their form with, you know, some good performances against the Broncos, South Sydney. I thought they fought really hard last weekend. So I think we had a really good start, mate. I think that game against Panthers, as you say, mate, it could have gone either way. We did jump out of the blocks, but, you know, Parramatta are a good side, right? So they kept fighting and, unfortunately, you know, we weren't quite good enough to get that result. But, you know, the most you know, disappointing performance by far for us is on the weekend because, you know, we gave the opposition too much easy possession. And, but one of the things, you know, about the group, mate, the fight really hard. Like, you know, we played really poorly, but we're still in the fight. You know, it's 20 points to 12. You know, we kept fighting. So, we're way off where we feel. We need to be and where we want to be last weekend, but there's been some good signs, mate. I think, you know, we've had a bright start, but, you know, we're still building some combinations and some cohesion in our group as well with some new players there.
As a coach, how do you address what happened last Saturday? Because as you say, you still created heaps of opportunities and the Dragons' goal on defence in particular deserves some credit. But when you come up with whatever game plan you do, if the players are going to drop the ball like they did last Saturday, and, you know, players who don't normally drop the ball were doing quite regularly, is that something you just have to toss out? Or how do you address it when you just have a game where there's just a lack of ball control like that?
Yeah, I think one of the first things we needed to do, you know, we work with a mental skills coach called Andrew May. He's really good. He works with guys like Tim Zhu and he worked with the Australian cricket side and so on. And one of the things that the guys, we're working really hard on is how we can get neutral. You know, so whether it's after a good win or a poor performance like the weekend where we lose, you know, the most important thing is just to get neutral. Can't get too high, can't get too low. So, that's one of the first things we need to do. But we need to show the guys evidence of what we can do. I mean, you know, you can spend your whole life looking at the negatives and looking at areas to improve. But the reality of it is that game against the Dragons is done, right? So we've had a real focus on reinforcing you know, to the players, this is what we can do and this is what we need to do this weekend against the Panthers. So we were pretty quick to move on, I've got to say, because some of the errors were, as you said, mate, they were unforced errors and fundamentals of the game that, you know, really put pressure on ourselves.
And, you know, you've got to focus on your own performance. I understand that. But I know you'd be well aware of what Penrith's been up to again at the start of this year and what they did to the Roosters last week with a number of key players out. They do have James Fisher-Harris this week back, but no Nathan Cleary. What is it when you look at Penrith, not only at the start of this season, Anthony, but the last few years, that impresses you the most, and knowing what you have to stop or shut down or control when you play them to have a chance of beating them?
Well, I think the thing that stands out, Andrew, is just their consistency. Isn't it? You know, you think about the last four seasons, they've been in the four grand finals, right? So they've been, you know, the most consistent team in the competition, and you know, their best and their worst is not too far apart, right? So, you know, I thought the Roosters, you know, were kept fighting really hard, towards the back end of the game, but you could sort of see Panthers were always on top, and probably just couldn't blow them away. And it was, in a lot of ways, it was a real similar game when we played the Roosters. So, yeah, the Roosters kept fighting hard, but the Panthers just, doesn't matter who's in the jersey, they do their jobs really well, and they're a very consistent side, and they've got some real high-level players who, you know, who can make you pay if you give them field position or possession. So, we can only control how we prepare, and, you know, we've had a good week's prep so far, and, you know, there's plenty to play for. As we said, we're not happy at all with how we played last week, but, you know, I think you look at the start of our season, you know, there's certainly evidence there that we can, we can go and trouble them on Saturday afternoon.
I reckon it's been at least 3 years, at least externally, people watching the West Tigers thinking Luke Brooks needs to go somewhere else. The old change is as good as a holiday. And you guys have obviously had faith in him and seen a lot in him, and he's certainly the first few weeks really, really good, and really good combination with Daly and with Tom Trbojevic down that left side. What have you noticed from him since he joined the club, Anthony, that has impressed you most?
Well, the first thing I've noticed, he's a good person, right? Like, so he's a really quality young man. He worked really hard over the pre-season, so he showed a real appetite to try and get better. I think that's sort of what, won over the trust of his teammates, and I think, you know, he's probably been one of their most consistent over the first, four rounds of the competition. I think, even in a team that was, that was poor last weekend, I thought, you know, Brooksy held his hands up, kept fighting, showed what he can do. I think the things that he's brought to us, mate, is just his running game. He's got a great running game, excellent left foot kicker, and he's a brave guy too. So he gets his body in front of the big edge back rowers that, you know, run down his channel. So, really enjoyed how he's settled in. I think, you know, the combination will only get better. As I said, we had a really good start, but at some stage when we're not firing on all cylinders, that, you know, we've got to, continue to sort of, I suppose, grow that connection between, between our halves they started really well, I thought.
The game on Saturday sold out very early in the week, Anthony, for the Penrith clash, and I think it would have done anyway, but sold out very early, obviously with the added attraction of Daly Cherry-Evans creating this record, his 310th game, to overtake the Manly Warringah record of Cliffy Lyons. As you said, he burst onto the scene in 2011, won a comp that year with Manly, and he's gone on to have such a great career. And you don't always see players signing long-term, new to the NRL at that stage, million-dollar contracts, that sort of thing. And mid-30s, he doesn't seem to be showing any signs of slowing down. You've worked with him for, what, the last 18 months? Yeah. Have you been more impressed even than those of us who watch him and Manly penned about the way he goes about his business?
Yeah, look, he's an elite athlete. Like, he prepares to very, very high standard. And I think, you know, at his age, that's one of the things that probably sets him apart, because obviously, you know, as guys get older, you know, it's the training that really takes it out of him. But, like, he's way there. Him and Ruben Garrick are probably the two fittest guys in our group. So he prepares really well. I think he's got a really good blend of when it's time to switch on and when it's time for family or to get away from footy. I reckon he does that probably just as good as anyone I've seen, because, you know, some guys just think footy 24/7. I think Chez has got a really good balance of his family life and footy life. So I think that probably helps as well. But it's a real pleasure to work with. He's a good man. He's working really hard with our group. And we feel like we've got the best out of Chez over the last sort of 18 months, but he's been really consistent for a long, long period of time. That's probably what sets him apart, and he still plays Origin each year, and he's been outstanding, hasn't he, for Queensland the last couple of years as their skipper. So, he's a really good person to coach. I really enjoy coaching him.
No, it'll be a great, great moment for he and his family and for the club on Saturday. And just finally, the battle of the fullbacks. Can't wait for this. Tom Trbojevic against Dylan Edwards. He's so important to your club, Turbo. I know he had a really uncharacteristically bad day with his hands last Saturday, but to have him there and fit up against one of the elite fullbacks in the competition in Dylan Edwards is really exciting for us fans. But are you seeing a fully fit, motivated Tom Trbojevic this year?
Yeah, certainly. I put off Turbo, made five errors, I think, with the footy, which is just so uncharacteristic for him. And, he obviously was really disappointed in that. But I thought even when, he wasn't at his best, he kept fighting really hard. Didn't shy away and take himself out of the contest. I thought, he probably overtried in some ways, with some of those errors. So, look, he's fully fit. I think you saw in the first three rounds some of the things that he could do. I think he's had a pretty good start to the season. But he's fully fit. He's had a full pre-season for the first time in a long, long period of time. So it's a good battle. Dylan Edwards been outstanding, hasn't he? And deservedly got picked for Australia, albeit on the wing last off-season. So, it'd be a great matchup. And, I know Turbo's, determined to get a good performance in after last week's game.
Yeah, I'd say beware Penrith after that in terms of Tom Trbojevic. All right, Anthony Seibold, very much appreciate your time tonight. Can't wait for Saturday. It's going to be a huge occasion. Sellout crowd, Daly Cherry Evans record-breaking game, and it's Manly in Penrith. Should be a great game of footy. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good luck on Saturday.
Good on Andrew. Thanks for having us, mate. Cheers.